Welcome to the 4-Day Workweek Entrepreneur Podcast. My man Wade gonna teach you how you could make more money in less time, doing the things you love most. It sounds a little crazy, but I promise he gonna teach you. Tell them how they can do it, Wade.
Have you ever had a goal you wanted to happen so badly? And it wouldn't happen the way you wanted, no matter how hard you tried, and yet things turned out better than you anticipated? I want to talk to you about the difference between goals and intentions. There's a great song by Garth Brooks called Unanswered Prayers, where he talks about his desire to marry his high school sweetheart, and it doesn't turn out that way. And later in the song, he gets to meet her at a reunion, and he says, you know, gosh, I thank God for unanswered prayers. And the concept was that the universe, God, whatever you want to believe it, fate, had better plans for him than what he originally thought. And so when it comes to goals and intentions, there's a fine line here. And this is something I'm so grateful to have learned a lot of these distinctions from mentors like Deepak Chopra and Shakti Gawain and Wayne Dyer. And this concept of saying, look, we can have a goal, a desire of where we want to go, but let's ease off a little bit. And they use the word of intention of saying, look, I'm looking to go in this direction and I want to go in this direction and I'm willing to do the work. I'm not just sitting on the couch saying affirmations, hoping something happens. I'm willing to get off my tail and do something, but things might not turn out exactly the way I was planning, but maybe it's something better. Maybe it's something that is more expansive, more abundant, more loving, more joyful, more sustainable. And so when you set your goals, I'm going to encourage you to start considering the concept of intentions, of intending to go a certain direction, but at the same time, listening to the clues that are around you, listening to things that might be telling you something different. Now, there are certain areas where we might choose to have goals. If we want our children to walk, we might say, wait, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure my kid walks if something goes wrong, or I'm going to make sure I do everything I can to do these certain things. But then there's other things where we say, wait, I'm going to be open. Maybe things don't turn out the way I want. In Shakti Gawain's book, Creative Visualization, this is a book that was written, I think, 30 plus years ago, one of the first books, if not the first best-selling book about visualizing your future. And she would always talk about ending your intention, your goal, with an affirmation that she said, and it ended like this: this or something better is now coming to fruition or manifesting or whatever words you want to use. But she said, this or something better. So it was this concept of opening up that there might be something better out there. And a lot of people talk about that they believe in God and they believe that things happen for a reason or they trust the universe. And yet when they get in work situations, they throw all that aside and they say, goals, 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 goals. And I'm not looking to question people to say, well, that means you're a bad follower of God or Jesus or Buddha or whatever you might follow. I'm saying we sometimes forget that there's certain things that sometimes happen a certain way, at least most of us believe or find some sort of sense of that. And so rather than struggling so hard, if things are not flowing for you, to look at what is it? What's that obstacle? And is it something that needs to be shifted? Or are you simply going in the wrong direction altogether? I look at some of my worst business deals, a rental property I got into that I really shouldn't have. And the market was looking good and it was kind of a hot market. So I probably had no business being in there anyway. And four of us were going in to buy this triplex. And we had an initial deal it was going to be. And then the price went up. And one of the four of us dropped out. And at that point, I was really thinking, drop out. You know, it's not flowing. It's not working. But then I thought, no, I want this. I'm going to make this happen. And we even got into arguments with the seller. And we fought, no. And I could just see up there, I believe there's a God or some sort of force, that the God force was laughing, saying, oh God, there's Wade fighting for his losses. He's about to lose his tail. I'm trying to show him away. And $75,000 later, Wade realizes, gosh, you know what? Maybe I should have seen the signs. Maybe I should have had an intention to be more abundant and create more wealth for my family. But maybe I should have eased off that goal of owning that project and that triplex in that neighborhood would have saved me a lot of heartache. So just throw that out to you. Consider, where in your life does it serve you better to have goals? And where does it serve you better to have intentions? And look to the past. Look at those situations, the goals that didn't turn out the way you wanted, And note how some of them might have turned out better than you thought. What were the clues? What led you to see that? And on the flip side, what are some of the goals that you just forced? You said, I'm going to make this happen, and it kicked your butt. And again, what can you learn from that, and how can you take that forward with you? I hope you find this helpful. As always, look forward to helping you evolve in your process to create more abundant situations in your life and to help you, if you like, to make more money in less time, do what you do best so you can create more wealth and abundance and a happier life for you, your friends, your family. Thank you.
So if you work in 50, 60, 70 hours or more per week, that ain't natural. Animals work, you know, but they ain't working that much time. If you find you're hustling too much, you're struggling too hard, and you still ain't getting what you want, you might be climbing your own coconut tree. Let Wade share with you the island wisdom, where we learn how to do things with less effort and still have time for friends, for family, and fun. You won't regret it, I promise you.